This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
A Greek exit from the Eurozone has been averted, so no Grexit, at least for now. But there's another potential crisis brewing for the European Union. A Brexit. I kid you not, a British exit from the EU. Over the next 18 months, the UK government will attempt to negotiate an even looser arrangement with the EU than Britain currently enjoys. And then it'll hold a referendum, asking the British people, do you want in or out? Out campaigners say the back and forth in Greece has given their cause a major boost. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
The Better Off Out campaign is based here on the banks of the River Thames in a floating office and conference centre on board a former British warship.
This is a former World War I Q-ship used in the First World War to sink German U-boats.
Which, says campaign chief Rory Broomfield, is apt, since his mission is the defence of the realm. And as he ushers me into his cabin, I suggest his waterborne office may be appropriate for other reasons.
It's highly symbolic that the Better Off Out campaign is based in a ship, which could cast off any time.
Well, we certainly like to think of ourselves as being part of the open sea. The UK has always been a global trading nation. We export around the world. We're not tied to the European Union.
Churchill once said if Britain faced a choice between Europe and the open sea, it would always choose the open sea, facing outwards to the US and the rest of the world. After Greece, says Broomfield, the Brits have even less reason to look to Europe.
The events in Greece have shown what the EU is doing to its member states, how it's treating them, and, quite frankly, the appalling nature of how it's set up and how it's run.
Better Off Out is a deeply conservative group, mainly concerned about the loss of national sovereignty. But after Greece, the anti-EU campaign's been getting a boost from another rather surprising quarter.
The nose to the left, 228.
Here in Parliament, the opposition Labour Party has overwhelmingly supported Britain's EU membership. But that support may now be softening. Labour lawmaker Graham Stringer says many of his left-wing colleagues in the party are now thoroughly disgusted with the EU.
Clearly, Greece have got themselves into a financial mess. But rather than helping them through that, the European Union establishment has brutalised them.
He says Greece has been bullied into yet more budget cuts and radical reforms that can only deepen the country's recession and misery.
I think it exposes how centralised and autocratic and unpleasant the EU project is.
And do you think then, as a result of these events in Greece, it is perfectly possible that the UK will vote to leave?
I have no doubt.
But that's not the message from the opinion polls. The In campaign still retains a clear lead. A majority of Brits still believe the benefits of being part of a large single European market outweigh the disadvantages. These voters, Dave Brocklehurst, Julian Murray and Patricia Hackett, are still planning to say yes to continued membership in spite of the Greek fiasco.
It hasn't influenced me. I will still vote to stay in the EU, but stay out of the euro. Keep our own currency.
Well, I shall be voting to stay in Europe, so that hasn't changed.
It hasn't made a difference to how I'd vote in the referendum, no. I think that I'll be voting for yes.
At their floating HQ, Better Off Out argues there's still 18 months to go before the referendum. Plenty of time for more euro disasters. But for now, the majority of Brits seem to feel they're better off half in and half out. Better off with the best of both worlds, Europe and the open sea. In London, on the banks of the River Thames, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.